Hi, Becky here from HR 180, and it's the bank holiday season yet again, which means extra time off. So a little bit of bank holiday basics for you. As you probably know, there are 8 bank holidays in England and Wales, and there's no automatic right to paid time off. Your bank holidays form part of the 5.6-week statutory holidays that we get in the UK. OK, Becky, we know that. I hear you cry. But what if we've got some additional questions? What if we're not quite sure how other parts of the whole bank holiday malarkey work? Well, first off, one question we commonly get asked is, what happens if an employee works a bank holiday? What do they get? Well, they don't necessarily get time and a half or double pay. They're only actually entitled to their normal rate of pay. You would need to check your contract to see what you've actually agreed to paying them for working a bank holiday. They are, however, entitled to toil time off in lieu. You may have something in your contract that says that this needs to be taken within a particular amount of time after the bank holiday. Again, you want to check. Another question is, what if my employee works part-time? Doesn't quite seem fair that they get the full 8 bank holidays. Well, you're quite right. Your bank holidays should be prorated just like your holiday. You need to make sure that your part-timer isn't disadvantaged, which means that their bank holiday accrual could mean that they end up having a bank holiday even on a day when they technically don't work. Scratching your head? How does that one work? Well, you could have someone working part-time who ends up entitled to 5, say, of the bank holidays. Their normal working pattern could mean that they don't normally work on a Monday, and most bank holidays tend to fall on a Monday. So, if that's happened, what you can do is then look at what other bank holidays they're wanting to get paid for throughout the course of the year. In other words, sit down, have a chat with your employee. Another thing is, what happens if someone's sick on a bank holiday? Unlucky. Unfortunately, this doesn't tend to affect bank holidays in the same way as it does holidays. You may remember from other blogs that we've done that if somebody is actually sick during their holiday and they're able to provide proof that they were ill, then they can carry that holiday over. It doesn't work the same for a bank holiday, unfortunately. Now, another question we get asked is, I don't want to work a bank holiday for religious reasons. You know, it's Easter, it's Christmas. Well, there's a couple of things on this one. If it's part of your contract, then your employee can't actually refuse to work on that particular day. But, Becky, what about the Equality Act 2010? OK, not many of you might actually be quoting that one back at me, but it is a valid question. Under that particular act, employers have an obligation to protect workers from direct and indirect discrimination. Now, an employee doesn't have the right to time off for religious observance, but it could be indirect discrimination if you don't allow an employee to have a bank holiday for religious reasons, and it puts them at disadvantage to other faiths. It does mean, though, that you can refuse a request with legitimate business reasons. Still scratching your head? Not quite sure what that means? Well, there are a couple of things you can do. Christmas, for example, can be a contentious issue, with people not particularly wanting to have time away from loved ones over the Christmas period. You can look at it in a couple of different ways. Try and be fair. Look at your rotas. Give people a chance to choose, almost like a lucky dip, and try and share things out fairly between them. Alternatively, a big fat blanket no might be the way forward. Still got any other queries or questions about bank holidays? Then please give us a call at HR 180 today.